Well, coming soon is your premier spot to check out all the World Cup action. And it's happening on the West Coast. It's happening here in the United States. It's very exciting for most of us.
It is. Very exciting. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
It is.
Get excited.
I'm excited. Yay! Ole, 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 ole.
It's the Regal Eagle, and it's coming your way. It's the new sports pub and soccer pub on Verner in Southwest Detroit. And Keith Baldwin is the founder and owner and joins us this morning. Keith, it's good to have you.
Hey, great to be on.
Why start the Regal Eagle? What was the thought process behind this?
It kind of reminds me of the Regal Beagle.
Yeah, exactly.
On Three's Company.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in England. I didn't know about the Regal Beagle, so I didn't fully plagiarize, but lots of people have told me. But I came to the United States because of soccer like 28 years ago, and soccer's brought a lot of joy to my life, not just the game, but I've met great people through it. And one of the things about the game, like any sport, is you create a lot of memories when you watch together with friends. And I just wanted to create a soccer-focused bar in Detroit. Detroit's got a massive soccer community, and even if you're not that into soccer, I want it to be a really fun place to hang out and create memories with people.
And, you know, Keith, Southwest Detroit already has, like, a really strong culture and identity. What inspired you to open a soccer and sports pub specifically on Verner?
Well, I live downtown, so I know all areas of downtown pretty good. And as I was looking for a property, it just felt like the perfect one came up on Verner. It's right on the edge of Corktown, the Mexican town. And it's a great area. It was a great building. It had good bones. We've done a lot to it in the last month to get it ready for the World Cup. And, you know, new parking lot, new back patio. Everything inside has changed, so it just seemed like the right area between Corktown, obviously all the soccer that gets played in the Mexican town, Southwest area, and it's not far for anyone to get to.
I pulled your website up, and you've got a very familiar face to me. I am Italian, so I love the Italian national team as well as the U.S. national team, but you've got Marco Tardelli on there. Why include Marco on the website?
Well, our website is going live in the next couple of days. That's our holding page. But I just used Marco Tardelli saying you'll love our place as much as Marco loves scoring in the World Cup.
Nice.
Because if anyone doesn't know Marco Tardelli, just Google YouTube his goal in the 1982 final. He has a very famous celebration of just pure joy, and his body kind of gets taken over. And I think that's everyone's dream as a child, scoring in the World Cup final or whatever your sport is, winning the Super Bowl, achieving what you see as the ultimate in your sport. Like, his celebration embodies that for me. And I've always thought it's cool ever since I've seen it as a child.
And, you know, Keith, a lot of sports bars feel generic. What's going to make the Regal Eagle kind of stand out from every other place someone could go and watch a game?
Well, we have our focus. Our focus is soccer. We will be showing some other things. I mean, soccer is the priority, but we're happy to show Lions games. I'm a Lions season ticket holder. I love the Lions. We'll show them. We'll show Pistons. But we don't want to just show everything. Like, we made the decision not to show the Tigers and the Red Wings. We love them both. But like you say, there's many, many sports bars where that can be a focus. We want it to be soccer or some other sports at times. And then we have music as well. So we just want to, you know, stay in that vertical and really focus on what we think makes this a bit special.
What you mentioned the soccer fan. Soccer fans are, I mean, it's the most popular sport in the world. It is, I mean, soccer fans are different. Their love for their teams, it's very much like the NFL,
mm-hmm.
where you are diehard for your team. But soccer fans are some of the most passionate fans on the globe. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just rooted in your upbringing. You feel such a sense of family, such a sense of community. And we're not that different to all the other fans. You know, like those people who get up early and tailgate for 3 hours before mm-hmm. a Lions game. That's the sense of community. That's the sense of family. And in soccer as well, it's a bit easier, especially in Europe, to go to all the away games. You know, it's not like in America where you're traveling East Coast, West Coast. So you can really follow your team throughout the whole year. In these European countries.
When are you?
And,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish.
As I say, that's really the sense of family. You travel together, you meet up once a week together or more, and you go see your team.
And when are you hoping to officially open? And how close are things right now to, you know, behind the scenes right now?
We are officially open today and forevermore is the plan. We are open.
I love it.
We've been quietly open a few days. We're still doing a little bit of finishing touches. I'd say today we're about 85% complete, but we've got our big screens up. We've got drinks in. We've got lots of things ready to have people have a great experience watching the game. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll finish all our little finishing touches. But we are ready for the big parties. Today there's an England game at 4 o'clock. It's a warm-up game for the World Cup. And then tomorrow the World Cup officially starts, and we're looking forward to celebrating Mexico's first game at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
All right. Who is your team that you have grown up with over the years, and will we see a proportional amount of those games as opposed to other teams on your screens?
Well, during the World Cup, we'll show everybody. Yeah. I might cheer a bit louder for England because that's where I'm from, but right. I really hope the home countries, USA, Mexico, Canada, do well, so it's going to be fun. During the seasons, once the World Cup's over, we'll show a lot of the leagues. I am from an area of Crystal Palace in London, so mm-hmm. Crystal Palace is my team. So you'll see them featured a fair bit, but we're going to feature a lot. We actually just got sent a signed Weston McKennie shirt from Juventus. They're excited about what we're doing. So we'll show Serie A. We've got lots of cool memorabilia in the bar, and we'll show lots of different leagues.
Is that Juventus jersey, Visit Detroit?
Yeah, Visit Detroit helped connect us, and he signed it, and they sent it over.
Awesome. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Nothing like a soccer bar for the World Cup. Keith Baldwin, thank you so much. Best of luck going forward. We know that this is going to be a wonderful thing for the city of Detroit, and we're so happy that you decided to go this route and open a great soccer bar here in town.
Thank you. Hope to see you down there.
Oh yeah. I mean, current fans and also some new fans.
Absolutely.
Will be
absolutely.
At this bar.
And again, it's like going to a bar and watching Lions, right? It's the same way. There's nothing like going to a bar in a soccer venue and watching games on all the screens. It's fantastic.
And it's in a great spot. I mean, Corktown.
Yes.
In Mexican Town. I mean, there's a great spot.
All right, we're talking Dylan Larkin trade proposals next. It's JR Morning.